Chuck Haspels is ready to make the switch to solar. His Cortez home saw over 270 days of sunshine last year, according to the National Weather Service, so he said, why not? On an early winter day, a crew started stacking solar panels in his backyard.
You gotta be pretty strong to carry one by yourself.
Yeah, how do they wanna
probably
set this up?
Put a few over here.
The panels are heavy. It takes two adults to lift each one, but the cost of installation can be even more of a burden to homeowners. So the crew's doing it for free.
It's based on the American tradition of raising barns communally.
That's John Lyle. He's the leader of a Durango-based nonprofit bringing that tradition to the 21st century.
And this is not just barns, but we did, you know, bridges and churches, and it's been going on for hundreds of years.
So, Lyle thought, why not combine it with renewable energy initiatives? And, like that, solar barn raising was born.
The demand is great. People want solar, and we're more than willing to help provide that to them. And we do that through a volunteer effort.
Homeowners installing solar panels through solar barn raising can cut costs in half, sometimes more, thanks to volunteer manpower. In return, they're asked to help out with other installations.
And so we have a very large pool of volunteers to call from. And they're there typically whenever we need them, two or three times a week even.
Upwards of 60 volunteers are ready to be called at any time. That's not too surprising when you consider the volunteer return on the nonprofit's 200 or so installations. In Cortez, one of their last installs of the season, a dozen volunteers were on site. Corey Kearns, a heat and power specialist who volunteers with solar barn raising, says in addition to the cost savings, the group wants to promote a do-it-yourself lifestyle.
We take a lot of pride in trying to ensure that homeowners know what's going on in every step of the process.
That includes designing, electrical wiring, and helping out with other homes before their own.
In fact, some of those are here helping me put my system up when I help put their systems up.
That's Chuck Haspels. He and his wife of 52 years have lived in their Cortez home for over 30 years. The interest in solar goes back to when Chuck was a teacher.
We used to make solar ovens and go outside and bake cookies and things with them for the kids to do during the school day.
While the system going on his roof is a bit more complex than a class project, Haspels is taking his turn to learn about solar energy, and his pride echoes one of solar barn raising's missions.
Well, we sure know more of what goes into putting in a solar thing than if we'd had some just commercial people come in and install it.
Another part of the barn raising tradition is community. The solar volunteers share a meal during each installation. They're listening to music, cracking jokes, and discussing family matters and personal health.
It's kind of like once you go to the gym and you meet some friends and you're exercising. Here we meet some friends. When somebody else is putting it in, I'll probably be there too.
And a gym isn't a bad analogy. Between climbing roofs and hoisting up solar panels on scaffolding, the crew is catching their breath between catching up with each other. They're generating more than just solar energy, Lyle says.
We are truly communing, regenerating a new community. People from various backgrounds and beliefs can come together and get along just great.
Lyle's heard from people outside of the region interested in doing the same thing. He doesn't have the resources to send anyone out right now, but there's potential for the movement to catch on.
There is a false perception of solar as being kind of mysterious and complex and difficult. So our primary mission is education. And so we want people to understand there's no mystery here.
No mystery, just electricity. For Western Slope Resources Reporting, I'm Daniel Reisel.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KSJD, KVNF, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.